Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one dinner at my grandma's house with gefilte fish and stuffed cabbage, lox, bagels, and cream cheese, kugel, brisket, challah bread, and chocolate seven-layer cake. Okay, the last one's not too Jewish, but my grandma loved me, so that's how that works. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, personal revelations of my life's insanities, life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Now, you might say, why won't we use them, Dave? And I say to you, good question. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Which I say to you, good question. Also, the review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Good question. Answering life's questions about life's questions. And oh, by the way, I got a Daily Double. Do we have the Daily Double thing? Because I got that Daily Double. No, we don't have it. You got to make it up then or something like that. You can't do that? All right, never mind. All right, question number one. What happens when someone has lost the lost and found box? What happens then? Because you have a lost and found box and then they lose it. Like, Dave, that's too silly for radio. Too bad. Also, why do you click on the start button to exit Microsoft Windows? You don't even click on the start button to get it to close it? Why do you have to click on a... Who came up with this idea? Hey, let's click on a start button, and that's how they'll get out. Oh, okay. Thoughtful, yes, sir. Bible trivia for cool and yet crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You lose! Good day, sir.
That's what I'm saying about the Chicago Bears to the Detroit Lions right there. Ouch. Ouch. You know, we're doing that other thing. We're living life as a Christian thingy. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. We got none of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're not going to be boring like a lot of the other radio shows. How about them apples?
That's where the girls are.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Tired of low CD rates on the roller coaster ride of the stock market? Tired of losing when the market falls? You don't have to lose when the market falls. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. I've been telling you this for years, and many of you aren't listening. You like stock market growth, but you can never go backwards due to stock market decline. Recently, one of my clients earned over 13%, and he can never lose that, no matter how far the market should fall. Never lose any gains ever again. Roll over those 401ks, IRA, or any money you just don't want to lose. 1-800-553-6247. We all want safety. Indexed investing with insurance companies is where you're going to find it. And now this investment gets even better. The biggest complaint I would hear is, my money is tied up for a long time. Well, no more. You can have all your original investment back anytime without any company surrender charges. Anytime. No questions asked. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Certain restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. Member of the Better Business Bureau. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. 800-553-6247.
Are you upside down on your home with no relief in sight? Is your lender harassing you about late or missing payments? Are you considering a short sale? Do you feel like you'll never get out of debt despite having good income and not even using your credit cards? Have you been threatened or served by a lawsuit from a creditor? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, you owe it to yourself to call me. Hi, I'm Sean Doan, seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on KPRZ's own Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. I treat these financial-related illnesses. Call me today and schedule your free consultation. Find out how you can regain financial prosperity in as little as 110 10 days. Mention KPRZ for special pricing. If you are considering a short sale, you should seek legal advice before doing anything, despite what your real estate agent may tell you. Before you make another pointless payment to the big banksters, call Doan first. Knowledge is power and will set you free. 760-746-4476. That's 760-746-4476 or online at doanlaw.com.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fix at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. You know you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. You will like it or make a comment. And then also you can follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because it's my handle. This segment brought to you by Zero Res and Brian Holland. Zero Res carpet cleaning extraordinaire. How about that one? Extraordinaire. I'm giving them kind of a new title. Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water instead of chemicals to sanitize your carpet, leaving it soft, smelling fresh, and dries quickly. All of their techs are prompt, polite, and professional. The deal is it's $129 for three rooms. You get the 30-day, you gotta love it guarantee. All you gotta do is call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. Or just go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. Everyone says Zero Res. You gotta like that. And these guys did a great job for me, so I highly, highly recommend them. Okay? Not just a little, a lot. If you get some service and they do something for you and they work for you, you tell people. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Okay. There is so much stuff going on, not the least of which is we're not going to fail to talk about the shutdown. It's the greatest thing about being a Christian is the kingdom of God doesn't shut down, ever. There's no get-together meeting, and then the angels sit there and they talk with God, and then, you know, then maybe there's some kind of court case, and the devil has his 2 cents and gives his input or whatever. This doesn't work that way. Okay, when you have men ruling men, ruling men, ruling men, when people are in the key points of position, things go bad. Okay, they go bad. And so now we have a government that's fighting. You've got the Republicans, and the Republicans are fighting with the Democrats. And then you've got quite a few people who are just watching this thing going, wow, kind of nuts. They're a little overreaction, I think, on some things, only because shutdowns have happened several times. They make it sound like the government's never shut down before. It's absolutely ridiculous. That's absolutely false. And then every time it does shut down, though, the one thing that's absolutely true is the other side tries to blame the other side. And because that's really mature, you know, because, you know, people love to take ownership of other people's mistakes. That's a good one right there. They take ownership of other people's mistakes. Hey, that person did it. I'm telling you right now. It's that whole you can't see the log in your own eye, but you can see the splinter in your brother or sister's eye. You can see the the little splinter that they have, but you can't see the big maple tree that's dropping out of the bottom of your lid. That's good. So, you know, we want to try and maybe do a little better than that. And I recognize that it's man, and so when you ever have mankind at the center, sinful mankind at the center of anything, there's no guarantees for the results. It is true for conservative Christians that a lot more, it tends to be a lot more line up with Republican points of view. When you're talking about evangelical and conservative Christians, it seems like a more socially oriented type of approach to Christianity seems to line up more with the left. And, you know, there's some disagreements and agreements and bleed overs and whatever the case may be. Here's what you got to remember. I don't care if you're a registered Republican, and I don't care if you're a registered Democrat. I don't care if you're a strong far right guy or you're a strong far left girl. I don't care where any of those things are, in the sense that the most important thing for every person to have is a top center position, regardless of the party that you think you should or shouldn't be affiliated with. If you are a Christian, your first affiliation is with God, period. And since God is on top, and he is neither too far right or too far left, the Bible says don't walk to the left or the white or right, but walk straight ahead. Since God is on top and at the center of the universe, top center, that's where you want to be. So that's where every Christian should want to be. Now, given that information, it's pretty simple to understand why some of the things that are coming out, the polls and so on and so forth, and it's like, oh, the people are going to blame the Republicans, and oh, people are going to blame the Democrats, and oh, people are going to blame the president. And I'm pretty sure that all those polls are a little more skewed than they're saying. Here's who we're going to blame. Everybody. Because they're all messing it up. So we don't, it's not everybody. You guys got to do something here. Work something out. Or let's get rid of all of them and start over. I mean, it's fine by me. Let's see. I mean, let's see what we can do. But, oh, you can never do that because this would happen, this would happen. You know what? The idea that you can never start over, you're saying that, are you saying that a government can never reboot? They can never relaunch? It can never redo anything? It must stay with what it's done. What about your own life? Can things be redone in your own life? But Dave, that's my life. That's not, you know, we're talking about government. So you tell me that it's impossible for Christians to pray that this country have a reboot? Why? I mean, God might say no, but he might say yes. I think it's worth the effort. But anyway, that's just, you know, the way I think about things. So you got the shutdown looming, and everybody's saying this is going to happen. This is what I heard, by the way, that if the shutdown happens, the lines at Disneyland will be no shorter or longer. So, okay, that doesn't help me. It does affect people, and anybody that affects financially, you don't want it to affect them financially. But there's some people that are getting some government money that probably shouldn't be getting government money. I mean, come on. There's some of it's, you know. The big thing is people are unable to work. What's that thing where you can't work? Paul, what's that thing where they where you get a disability? There's a bazillion people now on disability. They can't lift anything, but then they're out on their second job being landscapers lifting rocks. Have you heard about that? They claim disability from one job, so they get like $1,500 or $2,000, and then they go and they get a landscaping job.
Yeah, not cool. I don't know what it's called, but it's pathetic is what it is.
It's called cheating. That's what we call it. It's called stealing. It's called cheating. It's called thievery. That's obviously valid for some, but you just know that in every system there's just too much corruption. So anyway, that's definitely going on. That's an issue that we're all dealing with is you're hearing that on the media. And one thing you can absolutely be sure of, and this is the one thing I will say, Hollywood and the media in general, cannot stand conservative Republicans. So whatever is being said by them is slanted for their cause. And this is my new phrase. You want to hear my new phrase? If you can remember this phrase when you call the show, you can win a free popsicle. Ready? This is what it is. Ready? It's called this. Ready for this phrase? Get ready. You might want to record it because this is one of those. Oh, I guess we are recording. Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry about that. Here it is. Ready? Now I'm saying when the Hollywood people get involved with the media people and they all have this axe to grind, they're on an agenda bender. They're on an agenda bender. You know, like people go on a bender. These guys are on an agenda bender.
Ends in an A, not an with no R.
Yeah. See, it's like Dora the Explorer. This is one of my favorite things. Okay. First of all, Dora the Explorer does not rhyme. Okay, but if you act like you're Kennedy, it's Dora the Explorer, then all of a sudden it rhymes. And it's like, now that's the most absurd thing in the world. Dora and the word explorer do not rhyme. unless you take it from a different part of the country. It's Dora the Explorer.
And so that's wicked weird.
Is that wicked weird? Yeah. Okay. So this is like the agenda bender. Yeah. That's really silly. Turn the channel. Okay. Just turn it. Listen to something else. I will tell you some interesting news. That's silly. The bottom line is, with all this stuff going on, here's what you can count on. The kingdom of God is the only kingdom that has complete security for you to live around. You can't count on the kingdom of man. You can't do it. You can't count on human beings. You can't count on, the government is your friend. The government, much like corporations, I hate to tell you this, is made of people. Government, corporations, if you didn't have people in either one of those, they wouldn't be doing anything. It's like, come on, that's so silly. And then people are sinners. Even when the redeemed get involved, there's trouble. It's not like the church, early church was perfect. I mean, they have some problems, and so we tend to have problems. So I don't know what's going to happen with the shutdown. I know what some of the nuances are. I know what everybody's positioning is. The reason that I'm not going to be afraid of a shutdown is because the Lord is my shepherd, and I don't have to be afraid. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now, David didn't say, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm going to think about not being afraid. Because, you know, I think if I think about not being afraid, maybe I don't have to be afraid. Is that okay? I'm just going to think about it. What do you think? That's not what he wrote. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. There's a decision there to make a positional stand in faith. He makes a decision not to be afraid. And, you know, Jesus said, fear not. Now, there was a teaching going around the church. There's 365 fear nots, one for every day in the Bible. No, there's not. There's not 365. It doesn't say it that way. Okay? It doesn't say it 365. No, it's not one for every day. There's enough, though, where Jesus said, fear not. Fear not, fear not, fear not. Hey, guess what? What? Fear not. Okay. There's enough to know that's the command. We don't have to be afraid. And even if things don't go perfect in our lives, you ever notice that things don't go perfect? I was talking to RoboPaul. We had an interesting weekend this weekend. We did some moving. Did it go perfect? No. Why? Well, one, it's called moving. And moving is like I don't know, shock therapy. How good does that go? I don't know. Oh, I feel much better. Anyway, and it's people go through, and it's not always perfect. And it takes time to adjust and readjust because we is people. And it takes a little while. The whole time, man, I was so strong in my devotion. I was really spending extra time with the Lord. And every time I got away from the situation, I did a lot better. I had to drive somewhere, so I was just worshiping in the car, and that was a lot better. And I got back into the situation, boom, right back into it. Good lesson to know that the key when Jesus spent that time away from people that were, you know, maybe draining or whatever the case may be, even though he was loving them, he really got recharged in those times that he spent with the Father. I mean, that's really a good thing to know, a good thing for all of us to walk in. Oh, by the way, I don't have my IM up. Did you put an IM up there? I did. Oh, you did? Did you say like 1 minute? Because I didn't even look. Let's see. Oh, you did just now. Okay. I'm prepping you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm warning you what's coming up. Last night, 60 Minutes, Bill O'Reilly gave the big interview. I'm telling you right now, you better get ready because it's going to be incredible. We're going to talk about the 60-minute interview when we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere. Don't you leave my heart
in misery. Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
All of us at Cash Call are really excited because we're now offering a 10-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.99%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 10 years. Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want that? Look, even if you refinance in the last few years, why not invest a little time to put more savings in your pocket every month for the next 10 years? Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you save. So don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.99% 10-year money today. That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates subject to change without notice. Department of Business Oversight. California Finance Lender Law License. NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here with an invitation for y'all to visit my brand new website. It's theretirementprofessor.com. That's all one word, theretirementprofessor.com. On my brand new website, we have a monthly newsletter. There's articles on retirement topics like Social Security and tax planning strategies. There's seminars and calculators and all sorts of educational materials designed to help folks to make informed decisions on their finances. You can also contact me right there on the website if you have a question or if you want to schedule a consultation with me. So check it out, theretirementprofessor.com. Or if you prefer, you can call my offices directly at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation and visit theretirementprofessor.com or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now's a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how did they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600564.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery. So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Seniors, when it comes to your health, finding the right physician is essential. During this open enrollment period, your choice for excellent care is clear. Chosen as a top-performing medical group for over four consecutive years, Arch Health Partners provide individualized health care you can trust. Visit archhealth.org today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Oh, you know what? I just realized that Robo Producer just got in. So don't forget that for the next segment up ahead of time. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. Okay, this segment brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control and our good friend Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. E. coli uses microwave, electro gun, and patented E. coli heat that gets rid of termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. They are going on their 30-year anniversary, and as part of this celebration, it's $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control when you call today. Call 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS, or go to ecolatermite.com, ecolatermite.com, 1-800-332-BUGS for Sue Freeze. There you go.
One ping only. Captain, I just... Give me a ping, Vasily. One ping only, please.
One ping only. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, we got some things going on today. I got I got Robo Paul in here, and I got Robo Producer in there, and these guys are rocking and rolling in the Robo world. I don't know what that means. That means something. But here's something that is important. We're going to be talking about this for the next segment or so, because if you got an opinion, I'd be interested to hear what you have to say. You may have a different opinion than mine. That would not be unusual. I myself I was born and raised Jewish. I became a Christian. I consider myself 100% Jewish and 100% Christian. Yes, I do. And I also usually have a third opinion. So you and me, you got the Jewish guy, Christian guy, three opinions. That's how I operate. If you want to call, it's 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. The key to remember if you call and you want to talk about something, the key is it does have to be a good phone connection. Because if you call and it goes, hi, Dave, people don't like that. That doesn't work out very good. Anyway, as many of you know who have been listening to the show on and off for the last 11 months, five weeks from tomorrow. Is the one year anniversary. What do you think of that?
I think that's amazing.
That I'm still here, or that they haven't.
You're still
me?
Here. I think it's your sense of humor that brings a lot of people to this part of the day. It's not something that you normally hear on Christian radio.
Excellent point. Excellent point.
And I've had numerous people tell me off the air that that's one reason why they listen, is because it's something that's so different, and they enjoy. Laughing while still getting the biblically based teachings.
Yeah, we had a very nice email over the weekend, a couple of them actually, a couple of phone calls too that were very nice as well. As many people know, though, one thing that I have done consistently is I've been pounding the drum.
Dave, that's a microphone.
Yeah, I couldn't get the beat thing going either. That wasn't working either. I couldn't. I don't know if it's I don't know how that works. Anyway, you can tell I'm very musically inclined for a gazoo. For the last 10 months, I've been talking to everybody and on this show and different pastors and different leaders, as well as corporate Salem, about the fact that the process of people who are in the public square is getting to be more and more dangerous depending on what's spoken. I'm not talking about policies or even social issues. I'm talking about people who are starting to teach about who Jesus was and is, or what Jesus taught.
Wait a minute. I'm smelling Bill O'Reilly.
I'm sorry, is that B.O.?
It's B.O. I smell. Yes, okay. It is indeed.
Well, then you'd be smelling correctly, my friend. You'd be smelling B.O. Because Bill O'Reilly is one of the people that I've talked about quite a bit. And again, I've said numerous times, I enjoy Bill O'Reilly's political observations.
Oh, politically, he's spot on.
Quite a bit. And I think some of the charity work he does is great, and some of the stories they do is great, and Waters World is kind of goofy. I like that. I enjoy that. Okay. But I I've watched Bill for years, and I've noticed in this last year, because he's got a book coming out that's just released about Jesus, that he has been teaching more and more and more about Jesus. And the problem with that is not that when he teaches, he then goes, this is the point of view of an ecumenical, or this is a point of view of an evangelical, or this is the point of view of the Catholic Church and their teachings, or this is the point of view of somebody like Billy Graham and how he communicates the gospel. When he talks about it as though his opinion is fact, and the way he's communicating it is the way it is. And oftentimes, he doesn't allow the challenged theology to be approached on the show. He just doesn't enjoy being challenged in that realm. And more than one occasion, a guest has said something to him, and Bill's, you know, kind of a little bit of a mockery kind of statement. Certainly when Roma Downey were on there and Mark Burnett were on there, he thought it was foolish that they could possibly believe that Jonah was a real person, even though Jesus quotes him seven times. They call him a prophet. Historical evidence shows that Jonah was a real person, and the references in Scripture are irrefutable. Just because he grew up seeing Jonah as somebody living in the belly of a whale that had a window and a fireplace and a rug and a footstool doesn't mean that that's how Jonah was. And so it's like, but in his mind, that's how it is. It's figurative. It's not real. It's all, you know, it's more than just symbolic. It's metaphorical in all of its elements. There's no real person or a prophet named Jonah. Yes, there was. See, and it's just like that. It's like, well, there was, you know, George Washington, he had no teeth. Yes, he did. I mean, it's like you can't just say it and go with it and like, that's it. So I've been on a crusade because one of the things that he has said on his show, anybody wants to challenge, I would love to go through this, but he has said specifically on his show that much of the Bible is incorrect and that you don't need Jesus to get to heaven. And he even on one of his shows in the last 3 to 4 months specifically said, if you want to get to heaven, it was in his tip of the day, if you want to get to heaven, you find a poor person and you give them some money and that'll help. And it's like, what? That's wrong. And so for me, I get upset because that's not what the Bible teaches. That's not what the Christian faith really is. That's not the trail of blood. And that's not what evangelicals should be permitting. And then I get a little upset because there's not a lot of evangelical leaders that don't stand up and go, hey, dude, that dude's wrong. He's wrong, and he's not helping people. So I've been on this crusade for a little bit, knowing that he had the book coming out, knowing that the book was going to really talk about the death and burial of Jesus, and kind of leave it almost a very small window in regards to the resurrection. Maybe it's there, maybe it's not, we don't know. I'm telling you, without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, as Paul said, we are, as Christians, of all people, most miserable. The resurrection has to be a part of this process, has to be. So one of my big crusades is for people to understand you need Jesus to get to heaven. The Bible is the word of God. If God can create the universe, as many believe, he can certainly write a book. Oh, well, man wrote the book. So your God is so inept, he can't write a book and keep what he has to say? Wow. That's a really inept God. And then the other point he comes in is saying the resurrection is not important. It's everything. It's proof that everything Jesus said is true. This has been my crusade for us. So we're going to take a break, come back, and then we're going to talk about even an email that I sent out to church leaders and to different people, and I'm trying to get some response from this. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
In North County, South County, and everywhere in between, there's a Mossy dealership close by and ready to serve you. When you're shopping for a new or used vehicle, there's only one place to go, Mossy.com. Discover how easy car shopping can be at Mossy.com. That's Mossy.com.
Important new regulations by the FHA taking effect October 1st will drastically limit your options at obtaining a reverse mortgage. Take action now. A new lowered principal limit will completely overhaul the reverse mortgage program, essentially limiting the amount of cash and benefits a senior receives. Hey, Mark Larson here. With a government-insured reverse mortgage, you can receive a large amount of cash, eliminate your mortgage payments entirely, or even purchase a home with no income or credit score requirements. But get in before the changes take effect to get your HUD-required reverse mortgage counseling done before the end of September. Join Mehran Aram and his Aramco team at the lovely Tuscany restaurant in Carlsbad October 10th, 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. Call for details today if you or your spouse are 62 or older. 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130 or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM. In
San Diego.
Yeah, California. Very nice. Nice done. Nicely done. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow me on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's what I said. I'll take 500. Okay. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing with our good friend Eric Holloway, who's going to be on the show. By the way, what's today? Is today the 30th?
This just in from our date and time department. It is the 30th. It is Monday.
So tomorrow is the 1st.
Tomorrow will be the 1st of October. So it would be a Tuesday.
Eric's going to be in at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Nice.
3 o'clock on the show. 20 years of experience, active member of the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40. I wonder if it's more than that now, but over 40 different classifications. Testimonies from people just like you and I. Excalibur Roofing approaches each customer by offering the best possible roof in every situation. Now the season's getting ready. The winter's kind of coming. You're in October, November, December. This is where you want to start taking advantage. New roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs. It doesn't matter. Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. You just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can also go to excaliberroofing.com. And if you just go into Google and you just type in Excalibur and roofing, you're going to get there. All estimates are free. Remember, all you got to do is call 760-743-8803. So quickly, we're going to go back to, because I got 5 pages of stuff and I don't want to bore everybody. All right, so I've been on a crusade for a little bit regarding the book that Bill O'Reilly was creating called Killing Jesus. Now, keep in mind, Bill is not a evangelical Christian. So knowing that you got to understand that ahead of time. But I've been doing this for a while. I want to make sure everybody understands you do need Jesus to get to heaven. The Bible is the actual word of God, and the resurrection is important. Those are the 3 points that I've been kind of fighting and fighting out regarding things that come off his show. So last weekend, I sent an email out I don't know if I'm supposed to send emails out. Emails. I can't even talk. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to send emails out to various different places, but I did write this, and it's very important. I sent this out to various places of leadership. I said to everybody, I want to make sure that everybody understands that we're looking to talk about the Bill O'Reilly book on the show. Although stated as a historical book, there are many evangelicals who are very concerned with the influence that this book will have tainting and the influence it'll have on understanding the way of salvation. Among Bill's controversial statements are giving charity is the way to get to heaven. Jesus was a man who was very, very afraid. His death was the result of Roman law and not divine planning. And claiming to be a history book, he attempts to define who Jesus was, which I wrote is a very theological process. We've had Dr. Jeffress on the show before. In the recent past, Dr. Jeffress has defended Bill's book. So I also wrote if he wants to come back on and defend it again, I'd be very interested in hearing that. That's an email that I sent out to certain Christian leaders in different corporate places. And the reason that I sent that email out is because I am very, 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 very surprised, but not offended, just surprised, that there's not more evangelical Christian leaders who are saying, hey, you can't be saying the way to get to heaven is to find a poor person and give them a dollar. That's not right. That's first of all, that's getting to heaven by work. Second of all, that excludes the work of Jesus. Third, it's not in the scripture. And it's like, so it kind of is. So I'm kind of waiting for this. So anyway, we're going back and forth and talking to different people. We do have some people that are going to be on either this week or next week that are some big players in the Christian realm. Bill O'Reilly had an interview yesterday on 60 Minutes. And it was important for me to listen to this because this is the material I want to talk about. It's very important to me. He had 12 major statements in that interview. 10 of those statements were bad. 2 were good. So, you know, credit where credit's due. Let's talk about the 2 good statements. The best thing in that interview that took place last night, Bill O'Reilly said, without infrastructure, Jesus became the most famous person in the world. That was a great statement. He was saying he didn't have any committees. He didn't have, you know, the governments behind him. He didn't have that kind of structure. He did in the divine sense of government. But all by himself, he came and he changed the world without social media, without television, without radio, without the conquering army to wipe people out, and cut their heads off. He changed the world all by himself. The most influential person who has ever lived on the planet and still lives, if you understand the gospel. Another thing he said that I thought was good is that it's the book that he wrote, not a religious book. It was written from a historical point of view. And I think that was a good thing to say on the cover. I think that was fine. You know who said this? Listen to this. Josh McDowell. Okay? Evidence that demands a verdict and more than a carpenter. Josh McDowell said this. Christianity itself is not a religion. And I totally agree with this. Religion is humans trying to work their way to God through good works. That's found on page 121 of his book, More Than Carpenters. And I think that's a great, more than a carpenter. And I think it's a great way to understand what's going on because Christianity is not a religion. It's not a man-made system. Christianity is the living relationship with the living God made possible by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. That's what the whole premise is. To miss that is to miss it. That's all I'm saying. You miss it, you miss it. Here is the opening statement, though. First curveball up. Here it comes. In the very beginning, Bill said, and he did say this, it was about 4.4 minutes and 30 seconds into the interview. Bill said his facts are more reliable than the Bible itself. That was one of the first things he said. His facts are more reliable than the Bible itself. And here's my, so you hear that, you go, what? How is it not right then and there that everybody does not stand up who's an evangelical leader and go, what? In his research, he's saying his research is better than God's ability to communicate what God wants to communicate. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. God's word is eternal. Heaven and earth will cease before the word of God ceases. Heaven and earth will cease to exist. The word of God shall maintain. The Bible is the word of God. The Bible, thy word, O Lord, is truth. It's a very simple process. It has to do with truth. And when Jesus is praying, he says, thy word is truth. And what do we know? We know the Bible is the word of God. We know it's the truth. We know in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all scripture is God-breathed. It's the very breath of God. God-breathed is the same phrase in the Greek as is breathed into Adam in the Hebrew. The same breath that went into Adam to give him living entity existence is breathed into the word of God. Another thing that Bill said, just so you can know, his resources were Muslim, Jewish, and Roman in nature. Apparently, that's better than the Holy Spirit's ability to communicate to mankind. The historical records that his partner found in Israel, probably talking to people that were not necessarily favorable to Jesus. I mean, come on. He said something else that I thought was interesting. He said that Jesus' hands were not nailed, but it was his wrists. And that's actually kind of, I think it's kind of close. I'm not sure this is a deal breaker for anybody, but the Bible indicates that Jesus was nailed in the hands. But the way that the Romans did it is they went through the wrist, into the palm, into the wood. That's how they did it for everybody. So I don't know that that was that big a deal. His opinion is, well, it wasn't done in the hands, so the Bible is wrong. That's not what the Bible is saying when it's saying that. It's only the hands, only the hands. It doesn't say it that way. This was the big one. He said that Jesus' death was all about money. Now, here's a problem, folks. Jesus' death was not all about money. It was about salvation for humanity. Let's just take one passage. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus' death was about salvation for humanity, not about money. Oh, they killed him because of this. You see, that mindset right there takes God out of the equation of Jesus' life. And it just, to me, that's something that's not good for us to be just ignoring as evangelical Christians. You know, Jesus said this, just so you can know this, regarding his life. He said, the reason my Father loves me is I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. Nobody took Jesus' life. He gave up his life because of his love for us. You understand? There's a big difference there. He wasn't a victim, and Bill said this in his book, his first book, you know, in the Factor book, that Jesus was a victim of the death penalty. Jesus was no victim, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus willingly laid down his life because of his life for his own creation. He died on that cross because he loved us and was passionate about us. He didn't get swindled. He wasn't sideswiped. He laid down his life in sacrifice to allow his righteousness to be laid upon the altar for our unrighteousness. He allowed his free of sin body to be decimated in place of our full of sin body. And this is what people don't understand. When you sin, you die. That's the rule. You sin, you die. Jesus didn't sin, but he still died. So it was an unjust death. As compensation for being wronged, he declared that everybody that would believe in him would have his righteousness put upon them. That's how it works. That's the whole system. You get me? Feeling me? You hearing me? Okay, so that's just the first four. We'll go through the next group really quickly because I don't want to bore you. I don't want to die in this concept, but I want you to hear what's going on. People are teaching things about Jesus and misleading other people. Don't tell me a person's opinion is greater than the word of God. Dude can create the universe. Dude can write a book. Get it? All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we'll do a wrap-up because there's a couple of things you have to hear.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Hi, this is Sean Doan, seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth.
With me is top real estate broker and short sale specialist, Vince Scunzio. So, Vince, what is a short sale?
A short sale is when a homeowner sells their home for less than what is owed to the bank.
Are there benefits to a short sale?
The main benefit is avoiding foreclosure and eliminating your debt obligations or reducing the long-term damage to their credit.
How about disadvantages?
Deciding upon a short sale is one of the most complex legal decisions a person may ever make. And as you know, Sean, most people rely on unqualified real estate agents to get their legal advice.
You know, you're right, Vince. I see it all the time. People coming in with major legal issues that could have been avoided had they spoken to us first. And that's why right now we are going to offer all KPRZ listeners a free attorney consultation. If you're considering a short sale, you owe it to yourself to call Doan now. If you have a loan, call Doan, 760-746-4476. Again, 760-746-4476, or visit us at doanlaw.com.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fix at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now, I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever, same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30-year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it, and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's it right there. A couple things I want to, we want to finish up on the Bill O'Reilly case because we feel it is warranted and worthwhile, and that's why we're doing it. So let's just get right to it. I got a few more things to say. He did an interview yesterday on 60 Minutes. He had 12 things to say, 12 statements. 10 were bad, 2 were good. We already shared the 2 of the good, and we went through 4 of the bad. Let's just run through the rest of these. Some of these are pretty obvious. But another statement Bill made in the interview yesterday, Jesus was not executed because he declared himself as God. He said that had nothing to do with it. Let me read you this portion of Scripture. Tell me if you think he's right. I and the Father are one. Again, the Jews picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus said to them, I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me? We're not stoning you for any of these, replied the Jews, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claimed to be God. Because he claimed to be God, they were going to stone him with stones. They wanted to kill him. He was saying he was God. His death had a lot to do with his proclamation of messiahship, if not everything to do with the proclamation. In this case, and I want to insert this, this is not a direct statement from Bill, but it's definitely inferred because he was saying Jesus died because of the money. That means that there was no divine plan for the death of Jesus. If there was no divine plan, it was just like, oh, it's because he was ruining their financial capacities. This is all about a divine plan. This is all about God. This is all about God redeeming people because he loves people. And to miss it is to miss what God did for all of us if we will receive it. Any book in the New Testament will make it absolutely clear that the death of Jesus Christ is part of the divine plan. Specifically, if you want to have a field day, just go into Ephesians chapter 1, where it states it five different times that this whole thing was a part of the plan of God. God was trying to redeem us, bring us back to himself, buy us back from us selling ourselves into slavery to the enemy. Statement number seven that Bill made, he said Jesus was 36 years old. Wrong. He started his ministry when he was 30. His ministry lasted 3.5 years. I don't care what the calendars say or don't say. He started when he was 30. It lasted 3.5 years. The last time I checked, 30 plus 3.5 is 33.5. I mean, that's math. You can't change that. He made a statement saying Jesus could not have said the words, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing," because his physical condition was so bad, he could not have uttered the words. He couldn't have spoken that. Okay? Also, let me just say why that's ridiculous. Because Jesus, by that same secular logic, could never have healed the sick, opened the eyes of the blind, fed the 5,000, or walked on water. But he did all those things too. You see, you can't just say, well, Jesus physically couldn't have done it because it's physically impossible. Well, it's physically impossible to walk on water, but Jesus did that too, didn't he? That's the big key to this whole enchilada. He did miraculous things. The deficiency comes when you don't believe that Jesus did the things that the Bible said he did and that you don't believe he said the things the Bible said he said. That's a problem. Bill also said Scripture is not literal. He said it's not literal. Let me just say this really quick. If you get to pick and choose which sections you believe or disbelieve in regarding the Word of God, you can customize Christianity to fit you. It's convenient, but it's false. God wrote the book. It's all God's book. You can't pick and choose what you think is true and not true. That's not permissible. How much time do I got? A minute and a half? Can you give me that? 2 minutes. Last thing. Jesus was very, very afraid. I want to comment to that because there's a lot of people that wonder about that. I'm not sure this is a deal breaker in the context that it diminishes anything, but I will say this. Jesus prayed for the trial to pass, but at the same time accepted the Father's will. He wasn't some chicken little who didn't know what was going to happen. He knew what his mission was. But Hebrews tells us his mindset. It says this, Hebrews 12:2, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame." He was scorning its shame, not fearing it. I'm sure that Jesus had deep, deep feelings, and I'll talk about that right now. The question is, was he afraid in the garden? I did pick this up. It's a wonderful piece. I just want to express it to you. If you ever want it, I'll email it out to you. It's really kind of cool. But it talks about Jesus facing the pain of physical crucifixion. But the whole experience, the Bible never said that Jesus was afraid. It says he was in anguish. He was sorrowful. He was sorrowful. He was troubled. He was deeply distressed. He was overwhelmed with sorrow. But that's different than being afraid, specifically because Jesus taught that fear and doubt were sin. To say that he was very, very afraid would put Jesus in a category of sinner. You got to be careful with that, man. And here's the real key. Ready? Ready? Here's the key. This nails the coffin right here. The Apostle John said, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear." Here's the question. Was Jesus love? Yes, well, then there was no fear. Was he anguished? Yeah, and actually the Greek word, just so you can know, for those Greek people that care, it's called prilupis, and it means very sad, exceedingly sorrowful. Those are 10 replies to 10 things Bill O'Reilly said that were incorrect. It's just a matter of knowing your Bible, and then you'll know what those answers are. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I might take a breath.
We've come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good.
a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.